Well, welcome back for another year of meditation sessions. Tonight I would like to offer you about New Year's resolution as well as the pollution. What we should have in New Year, isn't it? So wise attention in Buddhism, Yoni So Manasikara, giving attention, wise attention to the roots of things that make us see things as they are, without views, opinions, and biases, isn't it? So you see New Year's, every cities in the world, you know, celebrating, isn't it? How do they celebrate, isn't it? Being Buddhist doesn't mean that we, you know, turn our back on the world, and we don't want to know anything about the world. It's not like that. We live in this world. There are many types of people live in this world as well. But as Buddhists, we can also contribute to, you know, live in harmony, peacefully, as well as the betterment of the communities for everyone in the world. We are the world citizens, isn't it? As well as the citizens of the countries that we live in. So, with wise attention, we have to have this positive input into the, you know, societies. So if you look at the New Year's celebration, what do you see? You know, people, you know, shouting Happy New Year, which is good, you know, at the midnight. And then fireworks, isn't it? All these beautiful, you know, fireworks around the world, you know, different, you know, colors and shapes, you know, coming out, and people look at it with joy and happiness and jump up and down, Happy New Year, with a bottle in the hand for some, isn't it? But what I'm saying is, you know, I'm not saying, you know, that it's good or bad. This is good. People have this awareness at the end of the year that, oh, another year is coming. At least they're aware and they start thinking, what should I do in this new year? For the moment, you know, they might have some resolution which they might forget after a week or so. It doesn't matter, but they still have awareness. But, you know, with these celebrations, as I have watched them, comes this pollution as well. A few years back, I went to Penang in this period where they call Chain Bang. That means all the Chinese trying to give respect to their ancestors. So what they do, they go to their graves and then they burn these paper monies, you know, shirts made in paper, aeroplanes made in paper, you know, mobile phone made in paper, suits made in paper, you know, bikes made in paper, you know, cars like Mercedes and Rolls Royce and you name it, that sort of cars made in paper, you know, and you burn them, you know, all these, you know, handful of these notes, you know, printed paper monies. The whole city was burning all these paper monies and all these shirts and everything. Some of them even burn aeroplanes for their ancestors, whether they know how to fly them or not. And some people was remarking they should give passports as well, you know, since they're having these aeroplanes to go to different countries, isn't it? So the effect is the whole hill, Penang Hill, is filled with smoke, and Penang is already polluted. And on top of this, this Chain Bang, you know, people in the houses and temples and on the hill, on the graveyards, you know, people are burning, right? And I have thought about it, giving wise attention to it, and then I realized that this is the, you know, not good. This is pollution, in essence. But psychologically wise, oh, we are paying attention to our ancestors. They feel good about it. But in essence, this is pure pollution, isn't it? So, you know, I came back and I gave a talk there, and I came back and I, you know, feel quite uneasy about it. Should we find a different way, isn't it? And then the Chain Bang was I was told whether it's true or not. Probably it's true. In those days, what happened was in China, when the important people dies, and then what they do is, the animals they own, their slaves, their servants they own, the wives they own, etc. like that. They are buried alive with that emperor or important person or something like that. So this monk said, you actually don't have to bury the actual people. Instead of doing that, you symbolize them and these make out of paper all the servants and money and gold and jewelry, whatever. If you burn them, it's the same effect. So people follow that. So many lives were saved. Isn't it? Saved. So that was the historical background. So compared to being people buried alive, burning this paper seems to be a better option. But in this modern day and age, it's not like that anymore, isn't it? It's pure pollution, especially global warming and this and that is happening. How hot it is today, isn't it? And then last few weeks. And eastern states also, above 40, it is very hot, isn't it? And then it is, becoming a longer period, not like before, not a day or two. So there must be some links between this pollution and the global warming and weather changing, isn't it? It's so hot, some, places are really can't even go out, isn't it? Good in a sense that we can contemplate though, if it's this hot, then it must be very hot in hell, isn't it? Then if you don't like the heat that much, then the heat in the hell must be unbearable. So then give us a contemplation, a chance to do something good so that we incentive, isn't it, to do good, to avoid hell. So good in that sense, but global warming is happening, isn't it? Then if you put wise attention, in Sydney, I think, my memory is not very good sometimes, it's 20 tons or 70 tons like that, explosives, to make these fireworks. Even make it about average, 20, 30, 40 tons. Then Perth has it too, and around the world, around Australia, everywhere. Imagine all these, pollution we have, isn't it? And then in this modern age, day and age, with the technology so advanced, why can't we, somehow replace it with, laser light shows? Something like that with the technology, they may know more than me. Then all these lovely shows without pollution, sound effect and this and that, boom boxes and whatever in the water from the barge, and all these, when it laser lights explode, the real boom coming up, and life effect. Can we do that? There was a laser light show in Hong Kong when we went and visited there. We couldn't see it because it was very cloudy and can't see anything. But something like that with the modern technology, we should be able to replace it. We shouldn't be polluting, isn't it, the already polluted world. So with this new year coming, we see that people are happy, and this is a traditional way of doing things, and we can't cling on to this tradition anymore, like the Chinese clinging on to that burning paper money, polluting everywhere. Same thing, New Year's Day, Australia Day, every important day, Independence Day, whatever day it is, we just celebrate with these tons of fireworks, and it's polluting, isn't it? The world is already polluted. And then true, some people say that the forests in the world are becoming, growing much, thicker, and leaves are much more greener because of this carbon dioxide that we produce they are getting. But it doesn't mean that we keep on doing it, isn't it? What we produce, the tree can't absorb enough, isn't it? And that's why we are having these abnormal, climates and everything like that. So maybe, maybe not, but still wise. If you give wise attention to it, it's wise to reduce these sort of pollution, isn't it? We don't have to keep on doing it. Modern technology we have, very powerful technologies, you know, we can do that, you know, laser light shows or some other, you know, equivalent, you know, modern technology, I don't know, I'm sure we can create it. We can compete who can do a better laser light show. And it'll grow and grow, isn't it? So this is wise attention giving. So the New Year resolution is not just closing your eyes and not wanting to see or not knowing. Try to know. Try to see things as they are. Giving, you know, having this wise attention or investigation, wise attention to the things that we need to see. As Buddhists, with this, we contribute. Like I'm doing now, I hope people around the world who hears this message will start talking. Why do we have to keep polluting with fireworks and everything in New Year's and every celebrations? Can't we do something alternative, isn't it? So this wise attention, to have this wise attention is the New Year's resolution for us. Because of this wise attention, when we speak to a partner, the wise attention comes in. Like a salesperson, the customer is, you know, difficult. The customer is angry or disappointed. But you don't get angry with the customer. What you want is that you want to sell it. So with that in mind, you don't worry about what the customer is angry or not angry. You can bear it. And with the skills, good salesman, you manage to become, you know, friends or, you know, easy terms, and then later on be able to sell the things. The same things as Buddhists, we have this, you know, wise attention giving to things. When we talk to a partner, like we are the good salesman, you know, we don't worry about the partner's anger and the words. We just want to have this achievement of happiness. So what can I do, you know, for that partner's discontent or, you know, unsatisfactoriness? We look at the results, what result we want, happiness. We aim for that like a good salesman, to sell, to have this happiness. So whatever the partner is getting angry or not angry, words are not good or good, doesn't matter, isn't it? Giving this wise attention, we know what we want is happiness for ourselves and for our partner. So with wise attention, what we choose, the words, you know, we choose it carefully. What things we do, we act, you know, with measured and controlled and, you know, well thought out, isn't it? So that way, in the end, we make a sale. We have a happy partner, isn't it? So life becomes much more happier. We have a, you know, friends, you know, have a dispute, not talking anymore. The same thing. We want to sell our friendship. We want to sell our goodwill. We have to be patient, isn't it? I've never seen a good salesman getting angry and walk out. You know, they have many ways of trying to win over the customer. We should have many ways of positive ways, good ways, noble ways of overcoming all these, you know, partners and friends and, you know, children and, you know, relatives and friends. So this is wise attention. Only when you put wise attention into things, we start seeing things, oh, like that, isn't it? So this New Year's resolution of having a wise attention is very beneficial for us. We just, with wise attention, we investigate, why is it happening? Isn't it? Why is our relationship not smooth? Why is my life not happy? Isn't it? Putting the wise attention, we come to realize that, oh, my life is not happy because I never initiate things, I never smile at people, I never put effort to make friends, I never put effort to be patient, I never give, I always take, take, take. Then you realize by this wise attention investigation, no wonder nobody wants me, isn't it? Meditation and Buddhism is looking at ourselves. We're not looking at other people, what other people saying, doing. We're not worried that much because they may be the reflection of what we're doing and what we're saying. They may be the mirrors that we look into. When we smile, the mirror smiles back. When we are angry and look at the mirror, what we see is angry image there. Maybe that is the reflections of our actions and speech and conduct in life. So, when we put this wise attention into our lives, into ourselves, we start looking, why is it happening like this? And through wise attention, we come to realize what we've been doing, isn't it? We've been impatient, we've been selfish, we don't want to give our time, our resources, we don't want to be a good listener, isn't it? We don't want to give, in essence. We want to take, see what you can give to me. Friends, partners, parents, children, you know, what joy can you give to me? Can you make me happy? That's what we are going with. But as Buddhists, when we put the right attention, this is focused on us. What conduct, what behavior, what frame of mind I have to make people happy. Because only through giving, that you get back most. Not through taking. You take, and then there's nothing there to give anymore on the other side. And you're disappointed, suffering, isn't it? But when you give and give and give, the other side got more to give back to you. More and more, and you get more and more through giving. It has a multiplying effect. The kindness, the affection, the fondness, the gentleness, the kindness, through words, you know, and actions, come back to you in many folds. And when you practice this, later on you find out that, you know, where's the problems? You don't have problems anymore. Your relationship is smooth. Your friends are happy. You're happy, isn't it? Well, what do we need to do then? Of course, we need right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. With the right effort, going out and doing it, putting effort to give to people, to listen to people, to be with people, to be unselfish. Without right effort, nothing will happen, isn't it? Just sitting at home watching television, isn't it? Nothing will happen. And when you're doing things, you have to have this right, you know, mindfulness and right concentration, keeping your mind that when people are talking, you listen to their problems. Oh, that is so. You feel for it. Genuine and then sincere. So that's how right effort, right mindfulness, that right concentration get us there. That's what we are meditating to. In meditation, we got to have this right effort. Initially trying to get their concentration. And then through this mind awareness, putting there on the concentration point, right mindfulness, come the right concentration, your mind is calm and peaceful, established there. So this is very important. Putting wise attention as your New Year's resolution, investigation, that means wise attention. Once you do that, you investigate yourself, you investigate your environment, you'll come to realize that how things are as they are, not how we want them to be. You know, we want them to give more. We want them to be nice to us. When we see them, we want them with a sweet little smile, doing everything we want. That's what we want. But when we put the wise attention, investigation, we realize that that's not the way to go. Give and take, you give first. Like a mirror, you smile in the mirror, and the mirror will give you a beautiful smile. The more effort you put in to have a good smile, the more beautiful smile you'll see in the mirror. So with people around you that you're dealing with, you know, you start investigating ourselves, what is our conduct, what is our acts, what is our mind. Then we change ourselves. Through this investigation, through seeing as it is of how we are, maybe we are rigid, maybe we are cold, maybe we are lazy, maybe we are not patient that much, even though we're thinking we are good people. But There's nothing there to back up with any, you know, effort and anything positive. We are just sitting there and doing nothing, expecting other people to come and give it to us, all the happiness and conveniences and everything to make us happy. Yet, we forgot to put any effort into it. Isn't it? Wanting an expensive thing for nothing. Where can you get an expensive thing for nothing? Isn't it? You have to pay the right price. That means right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. Through this investigation, giving wise attention to the roots of things, Yoni Sobhmanasikara, we see ourselves, we see others, then we know how to mend and how to, you know, make friends again, how to build new bridges, how to repair the old bridges, and we seem to be becoming happier more and more every day. So in the New Year's time, I would suggest that, you know, all the people, please consider alternative way of celebrating rather than polluting the earth, and for us to have a, you know, wise attention into our lives, to investigate ourselves, to be happy, and to have a good life. And I offer this to you tonight. Hope you can use it in your daily life. Thank you.